17. I'm going to read verses 4 through 6. Mm-hmm. And it reads, "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, and wherewith thou smitest the river, take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon a rock in Hobart, and there shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment." Revelation 20, 22, verse 13. Where it says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Last week, Reverend Cave said that was his part one of his testimony. Today, I want to talk about, turn to somebody and say, "I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe."
I believe. I won't be before you long this morning. Oh Lord, I believe so much. Oh, I came with you from the Old Testament to the New Testament, showing you all the miracles that God has done. From God making Moses strike the rock and making water coming out, to a lady touching the hem of Jesus' garment and being made whole. And then Jesus says, "I am the beginning, I am the end, the first and the last." He was blessing back then. He was blessing right now. He's going to bless in the future. Oh, God is good, church. You see, I started as a little kid going to school, and I learned how to read. And they taught me how to read, and they taught me this book called a history book. In that history book, I read that Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president. In that history book, I read that Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. In that history book, I read that George Washington was the first president. Never met them people. But when mama told me to read that Bible, I had to believe what I read in this Bible. Because when I read in this Bible what God can and will do and has done, I got to believe, church. If I can believe a history book, then why can't I believe this book? See, this morning, church, all of us need to be on our feet this morning. Because when we read this book about all the miracles that God has done, all the time that God will be with you, you should be praising God all the time. Because see, this book, all 66 books written in this one book, are the inspired word of God. This wasn't just wrote by a mere man. This was wrote by the inspiration of God. And see, and everything that's written in this book is true and will come to pass. If you don't believe me, try it. When somebody make you mad, don't go back after them. Because God says what? Vengeance is mine. Yes. Because if you go back to somebody with vengeance, you're going to mess it up. But when God go after somebody, you can stand there and say, "Praise God. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, vengeance is mine, says the Lord." Then you go on in this book and he says in the 23rd Psalms, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Green pastures." And then in that part he says, "In the presence of my enemy." Oh Lord. "In the presence of my enemy, He prepares a table, Reb, right, in the presence of my enemy. God makes me look good. God blesses me in the presence of my enemy. They may talk about you. They may say you ain't supposed to be that. They may say you shouldn't be, you ain't gonna be nobody. They may say you ain't supposed to have that. But God said, I am your shepherd. You shall not want. In the presence of your enemies, I will prepare a table before you. Then you read on in this book a little bit more about how God raised the dead, healed the sick, made the lame walk, made the deaf talk, gave sight to the blind. Now, at one time or another, we were all blind. At one time or another, we were all sick. At one time or another, we were all lame. Because I'm going to tell you how we were. We used to walk out there in the woods, in the streets with them wolves. We didn't see or know where to clear. But we were all lame because we didn't know which way to walk. But when we came to Christ, he put us on that road to glory. We accepted the blood of Jesus. And we know now that everything is going to be all right. Because we read in this book how God has done so much for others. But if he's done so much for them, then why can't I put my name in this book? See, I don't realize, church, that in this book, this is the book that I can trust, church. See, so many people now going out buying books on how to be a millionaire. Book on the bestseller a few years ago. Think like a man. Act like a woman. Players can't stand that book. I'm telling the truth. But I done heard so many of them say, man, why did he write that book? Well, it's for the time you change your game. Get right with your wife. Get right with your woman. Get right with your significant other. Stop cheating. Because in this book, it says, thou shalt not what? Commit adultery. In this book. In this book, then, folks go out and buy all these books about self-help, self-improving themselves. They want to do this. They got problems. They want to go on a diet. They want to do this, do that. But in this book, it talks about fasting. Because in this book, I read where the disciples couldn't heal nobody. But Jesus said, then they asked Jesus, why could we not do it? And Jesus said, because you don't fast enough, and you that come by prayer and fasting. Nowadays, we need to start praying and fasting a little bit more. Maybe we'll get rid of some of this sickness that's going around this town and that other town that's going on. See, in this book, it's all the answers to the questions that we need answered. No, we go out here and we spend countless and millions of dollars on how can I find a good mate? Well, I'm going to let me tell you. It's in this book. This book will tell you what kind of man you need to have. This book will tell you what kind of man you need to be. This book will even tell you what kind of woman you need to be. This book will even tell the old women to teach the young women how to be young women. But nowadays, they done throwed all that out because the old women want to be like the young women. But it's in this book. Because I read in this book where it says the widows and the older folks teach the young women how to be women in the church. If you're scared to tell a young person something, then you're going against the will of God. Because you're allowing that young person to go to hell. Because you know better, but you ain't teaching that young person the best way to go. You see somebody going into a building that's on fire, you stand there and let them go in there and burn up. That's the same thing that we're doing to our young people nowadays. But in this book, it tells us to be better. But see, I read in this book also, Reb, how to pray. Because disciples went to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. Reb hit on it last week. And Jesus immediately said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah. Now, we're asking for this. Yeah. So when God punishes us for going against his will, remember, you ask because it said in this book, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for that. So when God comes with these punishments against us, don't complain. Just say, oh, I read in the book. You reap what you sow. It's in this book. I'm not making up none of this, church. It's in this book. I also read in this book that judge not. You know, there's so many folks want to come to church. There's so many people want to come in church. But they're so scared to come in church because we, as church folks, are judging them.
That's right. That's right.
But in this book, Matthew 7:1, judge not. But we, I'm not saying we as far as chapel now.
Right.
Saying we in general. Because ain't nobody in Files Chapel judging nobody that come in here. But you can go to some churches and they'll look at you like you ain't supposed to be in there. And you go to your mind, but then I read in that book where it says, judge not. I could come in here in a pair of jeans and tennis shoes if I wanted to. Because God said, come as you are. See, a lot of folks get that mixed up. That's all the way over, inside and out. Because me being a Christian, I'm supposed to let my light shine. Because in this book I read, why would you put a candle and not let it shine? Your light's supposed to shine. And see, when your light shines, it pulls a conviction on somebody that's going against the will of God. Shut your mouth. Let your light so shine. Accept others as they are and just let your light shine. If you can't stand a person or the way they are, don't go out there being judgmental. Because guess what? My pastor say, ain't nobody perfect, no way. Ain't none of all of us that sin to come short of the glory. Ain't none, all of us have done things against the will of God. All of us got to face the judgment. All of us got to die. And when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't say, I'm dying on the cross for the K's. He didn't say, I'm dying on the cross for the Johnson. He didn't say, I'm dying on the cross for the choirs. He didn't say, I'm dying on the cross for the deacons. He said, I'm dying on the cross for the world. I think I'm overstepped a few boundaries this morning. But see then, in this book, I also read, there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. In this book, I read that it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Old things have passed away. Now, when you read that, you say it to yourself, a new heaven and a new earth. Old things have passed away. No more sickness, no more. No more dying, no more. No more backbiting, no more. No more lying, no more. No more starving, no more. No more hunger, no more. No more homeless, no more. No more going without, no more. No more diseases, no more. No more anything that's negative and against the will of God, no more. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And I read that in this book. Now, also I read in this book, well, when there's a new heaven and a new earth, those that died in Christ, those that are dead in Christ will be born again. My mama, my daddy, your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your brother, your sister, whoever died and went to the other side, I read in this book, when the horn blows, Reverend Kay said, my sheep know my voice. And when I call them by their name, they will come. Just like I read in this book. When Jesus went back and his friend Lazarus had died, and he just said, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus got to be come out. So in this book, when I read, when the new heavens and the new earth and the dead in Christ shall rise. And then God called the beloved ones back by name. He called my mama name, Vernestine. He going to call my daddy name, Cornelius. He going to call your family member name. Just imagine you read it in this book. And see, in this book, when you read this stuff, that should change the way you live and treat one another.
All right.
Because if you read this book and you don't believe a word of it, and you go around acting like you don't know, acting like ignorant folks, guess what God going to do when he said, because I read it in his book, he going to say, turn away from me, if I do you not. But that's one phrase I don't want God to say to me. The word I want God to say to me is, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Richard, I know who you are. You that boy down there at Fire Chapel. I don't care if you call me boy. You that boy down there at Fire Chapel. That's preaching on some Sunday mornings for your pastor who was sick. That's what I want God, I want to hear God say. I don't care nothing about all the pats that on the back that man gives you. Because when man pats you on the back, he might be stabbing you in the back. Because see, so many folks go around now worried about others and how others feel about them. But I read in this book, Jesus said, I will send a comforter for you. You're never alone. So you think you ain't got no friends down here. You got God in spirit. You always got God with you everywhere you go. Because God is everywhere. That's what I read in this book also. His eye sees all. He has to see it now. And God is truly there. I also read in this book, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into this harvest. You know why there are some laborers that are out there that God has called and sent forth, but they won't go because they're scared of the people. They're scared of what the people are going to say. But I'm going to tell you something. If there's something that God has told you to do, there's something that God wants you to do. Imagine the conversation that God had with Moses. When Moses told God, God, these people are going to kill me. They act like they're going to kill me, Lord. They just want some water, but they act like they're going to kill me for a thirst of water. And then God instantly just says, go strike a rock.
All right.
That ain't the answer Moses wanted to hear. Moses wanted God to make it rain and flood.
Yes.
No, God told Moses, go seek this rock out and strike it. Now, how many times you have asked God for something, and God has told you, and he has given you an answer like that you wouldn't even expect it, such as go strike a rock. And then you look at Moses, I can see Moses now. These folks thirsty. They about to kill me. And you telling me to go strike a rock? The same thing God has told you when you prayed to him and it didn't sound right, you need to go do what God told you to do. Because if you don't do what God told you to do, I don't care how it sounds. It's on you. See, so many people got their blessings right there in front of them, and they're not going after them. It's just a simple matter of striking a rock. It's just a simple matter of stepping forward. This lady that had this issue of blood for 12 years, never in her mind could she have imagined that it was just a simple touch of a hem of our Lord and Savior's garment. Can you imagine when the thought came upon her, I done tried this. I done tried that. I've been here. I've been to this doctor. I've been to that doctor. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Can you imagine how that thought just came to her? A thought that's so irrelevant from the problem that she needed fixed. A thought that's so irrelevant from the problem that the Israelites wanted fixed. They wanted some water. And God said, go strike a rock. Then God put this thought in this woman's mind. Just touch the hem of his garment and you'll be made whole. Now, when she touched the hem of his garment and was made whole, Jesus turned to her and said, it was your faith that makes you whole. Now, see, last week, Reverend Kay talked about that faith and prayer. See, we need to pray with our faith and visualize what we're praying. Because I read in this book that a man without vision is dead. For the people perish with no vision. I read in this book. If you can't visualize what you pray and want from God, guess what? you're not going to seek it out. Amen. Because you don't know what you're looking for. Uh-huh. Visualize it. Read this book. Now read on and on. I read on more further in this book. When Jesus went into this house, and this child was dead, and the people laughed at him.
All right.
People laughed at Jesus. How many of you have been laughed at so many times by some of the stuff that Jesus has told you, has promised you, and somebody just totally laughed at you? God ain't going to do that for you. Somebody just laughed at you and told you you ain't going to be able to sing in the choir. You what you doing singing in the choir? Somebody just laughed at you and told you you ain't going to be able to finish or get your college degree. Somebody just laughed at you and told you that you're not going to be on a certain position. Or somebody laughed at you and told you that you ain't going to be healed by that doctor, or that'll never happen because so many folks have been on these waiting lists that's going on around town. But all of a sudden, you was blessed by the best. See, when these folks were laughed, when these folks laughed at Jesus just simply walked on by them.
All right.
That's what we need to do. Walk on by people. You know, you allow this stuff to get into you, then to get into your spirit. And then once it gets into our spirit, that causes doubt in our minds.
Yeah.
But see, I read in this book.
Wow. Believe the word.
If I read in this book, faith and doubt don't mix.
Mm-hmm.
If you doubt, don't pray.
Uh-huh.
If you worry, don't pray.
Uh-huh.
If you pray, don't worry. So if when you come to the altar this morning and you pray, know that that prayer will be answered.
Right.
Don't come to the altar with doubt this morning.
Yeah.
Come to the altar with knowing and believing, trusting. Because I read in this book what God said in his word. I will be there for you in the midnight hour. Just joy come in the morning, but misery come at night. I read in this book. I also read in this book, church, back over here in the Psalms. Psalms 111, church, where it tells us, all the time, like we sung in the song, praise ye the Lord, for I will praise the Lord with my whole heart,
yeah,
in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
Yes.
The works of the Lord are great, sought out by all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. I read that in this book. See, I read this in this book, church, and it says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he has inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I read that in this book, church. Now also I went to Psalms 113, and it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above all the heavens. Praise the Lord, church. Then I also read in Psalms 112, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth him, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Praise ye the Lord, church. Then I read on, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountiful with thee. Praise ye the Lord, church. I read all that in this book. Wasn't even in my sermon. Anytime you need help with this, with your life, like I said, all those self-help books don't help. It's all right here in this book. If you can read a book in education and believe what it tells you in education, then why can't you read this book right here and believe everything that it tells you? If you read in a cookbook and it tells you how to cook something you ain't never cooked before, then why can you not believe in this cookbook right here that tell you how to cook your life right and live right? So, and if you can believe in a book on how to find somebody, then why can you not read in this book on how to find somebody? If you can read a book on how to be a millionaire, then how come you're not reading this book on how to be a millionaire? Pay your tithes and offering, and I will open up the windows and pour you out a blessing that you have not had room enough to receive.
Right.
Praise ye the Lord, church, because I read that in this book.
Right.
Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, church, you turn on over this book, and I go on over this book, church, so much reading in this book that sometimes it scares me. I have to sit down because I find some things about myself in this book. Wait a minute now. When you read this book, stop reading it for somebody else. Stop looking for somebody else's fault in this book. Look for your fault in this book. Because I was once told by an old minister, he told me, he said, every time you sit down and read that book, don't read it for a sermon. Read it for yourself. Because you ain't made it yet, young man. Just because you think you can preach, young man, you ain't made it yet, young man. You still got to go through. You still need to live by that book. So, church, when you read this book tonight or tomorrow, whenever you do read this book, you read it to improve yourself. Because so many of us, because I read it in this book, I read it in this book. Stop trying to get the beam, the splinter out of somebody else's eye when you got a beam in your eye. I read that in this book. In this book. It's in this book, church. This book, church, is what we live by. This is what we have our morals by, church. We as Christians don't throw it all that out the window. Because if Jesus accepted you, why are you so nitpicking at others? Why are you so nitpicking at who preaches? Why are you so nitpicking at who's singing? Why are you so nitpicking? Because Jesus accepted you. You should accept everybody else too. I was not there when you did your dirt. But guess who was there when you did your dirt? Because you came out of that dirt safe and sound. Because some of y'all, some of us, was in some situation that we could have lost our lives. You know, I read some stuff sometime about witnesses and testimonies and books and stuff. And I read one testimony where this lady that she's now saved and she's now in the church. But she gave this testimony of when she was younger and she went against her parents' will. And she did something she wasn't supposed to do and could have got herself killed. The man took her away and took her to these woods and he put a gun to her head. But thank God the door came open and she got away. Some of us in here have been in those same situations. So see, I'm saying, when you accept everybody else because God accepted you. Because I read it in this book in John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Now, wait a minute now. Stop right there. For God so loved the world before he sent his son. God so loved this world while yet you was a sinner, unsaved and undone. Then he sent his son and we were saved by grace. So God loved us before we was even saved by grace. Church, you ought to be glad God did that for us this morning. That's something deep right there. We read over that scripture so fast. God, for God's little word, and he said, oh, wait a minute, stop. Breathe a little bit. For God so loved the world before he sent his son. Then I read in this book, church, in Genesis, where God created man, then he created woman. Then God created the animals and the heavens, the earth and all that. And then God turned around and guess what he did? He made man dominion over all that. I read it in this book. So why are you afraid to take chances on God? God tell us what to do. God tell us how to go get our blessings. God tell us what we can succeed at, but we stop. We already got it. He didn't already give it to you. All you got to do is go get it. I'm going to be done in a minute, church. But this morning, I just want you to know that this book is nothing to be played with. If you can read that book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman, and that's the new women's Bible from what I hear, and you trust that, then you need to trust the Holy Bible, one that was written and inspired by God. Because, see, this right here is what's going to tell you stuff time and time again. You know, in this book, church, there's things in here that we don't even think about. In this book, we don't understand why we're supposed to think the same, think the way we think. It's because God put it there. In Exodus 21, 22, if men strive, make profit, and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he says, surely, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall be paid, and he shall pay as the judge determined. God is against abortion. It's in this book.
Amen.
You got to believe the word. Trust the word. It's in this book. There's so much in this book that we don't comprehend. We just take somebody's word for it instead of studying for ourselves. I love this book, and I love God because God sent us a guide to how to live our lives. He sent us a guide to how to be successful. Church, I'm not standing up here fussing at you this morning. I'm just standing up here this morning trying to give you some instructions and let you know where the instructions come from and who was the main instructor and the author of this book. Because, church, I want to see all of y'all in glory when I get there. If you leave before I get there and I come there and you ain't there, then I'm going to think I didn't tell you how to get there. See, church, when you get there, when we get there, we're going to have a Holy Ghost time. When we get there, church, we're going to party all night long, church. We're going to dance from sun up to sundown. We're going to give God praise all day long, church, because it's going to be a highly, holy, holy good time, church. Because I read it in this book, church, that when you get there, no more crying, no more dying, no more hatred, no more pain, no more sickness, no more suffering. In this book I read, church. So in this book, church, when you sit down at home tonight and read this book, take your time with it, church. Because I know what God can do.
All right.
I know what God will. I know the prayers that God can answer for you. Because I read them in this book. And I lived it for myself. Because, see, church, I know what God can do.
Yes.
Let me tell you some things that God can do. See, he woke me up this morning, church. He started me on my way. He blessed me on yesterday and the day before, church. He blessed me on last Sunday to this Sunday, church. And I'm hoping and praying he bless me tomorrow, church. But if he don't bless me tomorrow, it's all right, church. You can look at me and say, Mr. Minister Johnson, you know he's all right. Because I read it in this book, who God is and what God will do and what God can do and what God requires of us, church. Because I read it in this book. This morning, church, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe so wholeheartedly that God will and can do exactly what you want him to do.
Amen.
Just like he's going to heal our pastor, bring him back to the front fold of the pulpit. Because I believe in this book, church. I read on it each and every night, and I pray on it each and every night. In this book. I read it in the book. See, when I was little, I read in the book. I read in the book when I was little, the nursery rhymes. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Humpty Dumpty sit on the wall. Well, if you're that fragile, what you doing on the wall? Then I read in the book, church, when we first started elementary school, they taught us about Dick and Jane. See Dick run, see Jane run, run Jane run, all that. I read it in a book, and I believed that, church, growing up. Then I read in a book, church, about bicycles and airplanes flying around. I read it in a book growing up, church. I believed all that.
That's right.
Then we get so caught up in these books, church, with the magazines, with the pretty pictures and stuff, and we think all of us supposed to look like that. That's all. So many folks have fell into depression behind those books. Come out of depression with this book. Because God accepts you as you are. All that makeup and stuff, it ain't in this book. It tells you how to wear it, though, in this book. So, church, read in the book and believe what the book says. So, this morning, church, read in the book. Listen to what the book says. Listen to what the choir says. Listen to what the pastor says. And believe. Just believe.